This is an IELTS Energy bonus. Last chance for prizes and IELTS Band 9 idioms.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. Downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Learn 3 formal idioms for IELTS speaking and writing that have the word last. And get details on your last chance for prizes in our December IELTS contest.
Good morning, Aubrey. How's it going?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. This is a bonus episode. Why are we here?
Because we have this really fun share contest we've been running, and it's almost your last chance, guys. It's almost ending, and we're here to let you know you need to get in on this before it's too late.
Yes, guys, there is still time. Remember, this contest is only for this month, guys, so you still have like a week and a half, let's say, until the contest is over. So, guys, this is how it works. You go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest. You put your name and your email in there, and automatically, right away, you get your own personal share link. You can share that link. It helps people find our podcast, guys. Share your love for the IELTS Energy podcast. Use that link on social media, on, you know, a text message. Do a group text chain with your friends. Send an email to everyone you work with.
Yes,
all of the above. I don't know if that's appropriate, but share it often, guys, because the two people that share the most get prizes.
Yes, exactly. This is so fun. So go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest to become an ambassador and share our podcast. We want to share it with everyone you know who's learning English.
Yeah. So first prize, guys, is you get a free 15-minute chat with an All Ears English host of your choice. And second prize is 1 month of free transcripts for the All Ears English podcast. So it's pretty cool, guys. allearsenglish.com/share contest. So since this is
Is it share contest or IELTS contest?
Okay.
I'm like, maybe I said the wrong one.
You did it. Correct. / IELTS contest. Thank you so much. So guys, since it is almost the last chance to do this, we want to share with you 3 idioms that are amazing. They all have the word last, and you could use them in speaking and writing. That's what I love about these. Like, these are formal enough for writing.
Yes, exactly right. Especially this first one we're going to tell you about is such a great linking phrase to say as a last resort. So if you have already shared an idea, either on part 3 speaking especially or in writing, and then you're sharing a supporting detail that's kind of like, you know, a last resort, a secondary option.
Yeah.
To say, as a last resort, governments could offer educational programs, something like that.
Exactly. So anytime, guys, you are adding another solution, this is how you can introduce it, right? And the same goes for the second phrase, a last-ditch effort. You can use this in the same way, as a last-ditch effort. It's like, if nothing else works, this is what you can try doing. So both of these introduce solutions, right? So again, as a last resort, that's just before the final solution that you want to offer. Maybe in like the third body paragraph of your problem solution essay, you have to give 2 solutions because it asks plural, right? So you have to give 2 solutions. So introduce that second solution with as a last resort. And then as a last ditch effort, that has a little more specific meaning. It's not just adding a final solution. It's adding something that's like, if nothing else works, this is the last thing we're going to try. And it's a little more informal, but it hits that idiomatic tone that examiners love for a 7 or higher on vocab.
Yes, those both definitely work for IELTS writing and for sure for IELTS speaking, especially part three, where you are needing to provide solutions, often required in the questions you're being asked. And you do need linking phrases. A lot of students forget you also need these transition phrases on speaking, which is harder to do because we don't naturally always throw them in our language. So these both are great to use to boost your vocabulary scores.
Yeah, I would say, just to give you guys a little peek into our personal coach classes, I would say a very common piece of advice I give students in these one-on-one classes is that to really ensure, to really cement that 7 or higher for fluency and coherence, you must throw in just a couple impressive transition phrases in part three, guys, because I really, as an examiner, I do need to hear a range of cohesive devices in speaking as well, right? So in speaking part three, remember, you need to offer some words that are like from writing task two. And so that includes just a couple impressive transition phrases. You can't just say, and for example, okay? Right. All right, so this last idiom, totally separate. Right? Different meaning, right? Something can be the last straw. When do we use this?
This is when you're really fed up about something, things are going wrong, or maybe someone's done mean things to you, and you say, this is the last straw, meaning this is the final thing I'm going to accept, and I'm over it.
Right? So it's like, if you were fired from a job, or you quit a job, or you got a divorce, or you broke up with your boyfriend, or any like, you know, final bad decision, like any, okay, here it is. Any decision you make or someone else makes to end a bad situation, that decision always comes after a lot of things have gone wrong.
Yes.
Right? It's not just like one bad thing. Okay, see ya. Usually that's not how it goes. So the last straw describes the final bad thing that pushed you to make a decision. So the last straw was he showed up to work in his pajamas and I was like, that's the last straw. You're fired.
Or my daughter recently sort of ended a friendship because of something mean this friend had done. But just like you said, there were multiple actions. And then finally she said, that was the last straw. This last thing she did was the last straw, and I can't be friends with her anymore. So sad and terrible.
Girls are so mean.
The worst.
Guys,
especially at that age.
If you're raising teenage girls, I'm sorry, and I hope that they're nice. Okay, anyways, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest, all right? Sign up to be an IELTS Energy Ambassador. You still have a week and a half, you guys, until the contest ends. If you have a lot of Facebook friends, if you have a large following on Instagram, or even if you're on a group text or a group email chain, guys, share your personal link because you can win prizes. I mean, share it for selfish reasons to win prizes. But if you like the show, guys, also share it to help us out because we want more people to discover and follow IELTS Energy.
Yeah, share it just to make our day because it makes us so happy.
Consider it a Christmas present for Lynn Aubrey.
I will take that Christmas present. Thank you in advance.
Thank you in advance. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed today's bonus and I'll see you next time, Aubrey.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.